Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today I'm going to talk about some of the teachings that Marv and I were going over, but I'm going to go over the paperwork just a little bit more thorough about some of the ideas that we had, because we love to chat and we love to talk, but sometimes we lose our thoughts, and so every once in a while if we have it written down we can be a little bit more clear, because everybody loves to visit and chat, and I do for sure, but every once in a while when we're alone we can get a little bit more descriptive of the things that are going on. So let's take a look. These teachings are coming from Red Lake, and we'll start out with, there is an aggressive kidney flush with balsam bark, and you want to take a piece of this tree that's going to be about 10 to 12 inches long, and you're going to put it in a little over a quart of water. So you're going to have two or four pieces, and they're going to be about 10 to 12 inches long each. So we're going to put this in a quart of water, put the bark in, and then we're going to bring it to a boil. Again, this is balsam bark for a kidney flush, and we're going to bring it to a boil and boil it for about 12 to 15 minutes. Drink it when it's warm until it's gone. And this is a feast medicine, so you know, put out your dish, and also a singing medicine, which came from the shake tent. Now we also have birch chips. So you're going to get a birch chip about as big as your hand, and make sure you get part of the wood as well. And get one piece from each direction, the east, the south, the west, as well as the north. Now we're going to boil about 1 liter of water in the ingredients for about 10 to 15 minutes. So as we said, it's one from each direction, about the size of your hand. So you can have 5 birch bark cuttings that you're going to use in this 1 liter of water. And you're going to boil it for about 10 to 15 minutes. And drink it hot or warm, whatever you prefer. And you can also carry it in your thermos and just drink it throughout the day. Cedar as well is a good handful of the green parts, and not try to get the stems in there, just the cedar. Put that in there as well. And a feast medicine. So give thanks and put out your dish. Kidney medicines. Keep the roots on hand at all times, and you just make it as you need it. And what we're going to do here is we're going to use 4 yellow birch roots, 4 ironwood roots, 2 liters of water, and you're going to boil that for about 15 minutes or so for 3 times a day, and then just fill until it's gone. And this comes from Feast Medicine and the Shake Tent. And these are all excellent teas that are for aggressive kidney flush. And also what's excellent for our kidneys is a lot of water and just detoxing. Movement is always excellent for our bodies. We just want to move a lot and exercise. The corn silk is excellent for your kidneys and diabetes, and drinking a tea from your corn silk is excellent as well. Looking at our congestive heart failure, this is fluid around the heart. Wild ginger is going to help with this. Our wild ginger root actually looks, not the root, but the leaf actually looks like a heart. And this is very true about over a lot of our plants. They resemble the organs or the colors that we need. Blood or the white lily root is really good for cancer. And I know that we have a lot of, there's a lot of fluid and substance-y, creamy stuff that's, I only know this because I had cancer, but it's really like a thick slime, but it's really white. So that's kind of an idea there with the colors as I was talking about. Okay, so the congestive heart failure, we're going to pick the root, follow it down as far as it goes, dry it, grind it up. You're going to use about 1/2 to 1 teaspoon to a little over a cup of water Again, it's only half to one teaspoon of this dried root to a cup of water. Boil 12 to 15 minutes, a cup a day for 4 days. Repeat as needed. And this also is a feast medicine. And so sometimes, like, because we because it's a root, if we're going to boil a cup for 12 to 15 minutes, our water is going to be gone. So you really have to kind of take a gander. And because it's a root, it's a decoction, which is not an infusion, because the infusions are going to be the leaves and the flowers, because you can only just pour your hot water over it and it's going to infuse. These are roots, so they have to cook longer. And what I would do is I would take 4 teaspoons with a liter of water, you know, 5 teaspoons with a liter of water, and boil it and really cook it like that, because then we're not going to lose all our water. And then you can store it in your refrigerator and use it for that 4 days and repeat as necessary. Again, that's a feast medicine. Infection, flesh-eating disease, anything that's going to just really eat away of our skin. These thorns from the hawthorn tree are excellent. We use 3 to 4, maybe 4 to 7 for a strong batch, but we put 3/4 cup of hot water. We boil it down to 1/4 cup of medicine, and we're going to do this 2 times a day for 4 days. So we're going to have 1 cup, and we're going to boil it right down to 1/2 cup. And this is going to help us with any really heavy viruses that might be infecting our bodies. Ironwood. This is really good for hearts and lungs and blood. It's a medicine that just helps your body, that you may be sick all over. It's just going to help build you right back up there. What they do is they cut the male tree about as round as a softball or a little bigger. And it's your little log, about 32 to 40 inches long. Cut it into 4 pieces. And in the middle of the log, there should be a dark center core. Trim all the bark and the white part off the wood, leaving only the dark. And after you've done this to all 4 pieces, you cut it into your 4 sticks. So you're going to end up with 16 sticks. You take 8 sticks and 2 gallons of water. Boil it down to 1 gallon. This is your first batch. Add the other 3 sticks in with the first. And then 8 to 2 more gallons first. And then add your 2 more gallons. And this is going to be your second, because you add your 3 sticks with your first 8. Okay, so then you add the 2 more gallons. And this is your second. So we're going to have 4 gallons. And then you can drink 1 cup in the morning and 1 cup in the afternoon. And this is for ironwood and just an all-over tonic of just keeping you healthy. Just remember. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin'. The content on traditional medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.